Get the best odds on all the big games this March. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app today.
Overs, unders, spreads, lines, favorites, dogs. We love them all because we love the action. This is Cyclone Fanatics Action Fanatics Podcast, presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Your weekly look at the games and lines we love. Listen in, take notes, and put a little action in play at the DraftKings Sportsbook at Wild Rose Casino and Resort in Jefferson, Clinton, and Emmitsburg. Visit wildroseresorts.com for more info.
Must be 21 or older. If you or someone you know needs gambling treatment, call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Let's do this!
Now, please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams and Todd Kirk.
What is up? Welcome to this week's Action Fanatics podcast here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. We're, as always, presented by our friends at the DraftKings Sportsbook at the Wild Rose Casino in Jefferson. The DraftKings app, Todd Kirk, is legit. I love it. It is. It's totally changed. So I didn't have it last year like nobody else did. And I didn't realize what we were missing out on. And thank God for our friends at the Wild Rose Casino in Jefferson, because it is sweet. I especially like it for the in-game betting. I think it is far and away above any other option out there. I'm telling you guys, if you're enjoying this recreationally, or if you were, out there taking it really seriously, it's worth the drive over to Jefferson to the Wild Rose Casino to sign up for the DraftKings Sportsbook. I promise you. And if I lead you astray, I'll buy you a beer. But I promise you that the DraftKings app is that much better than anything else in the state.
They even had a Maction promo for a parlay.
Check out Todd's Mac preview podcast. Now, we're already a week in, but still a lot of great information. Todd interviewed a couple of Mac voices. It's on. You can search at Action Fanatics anywhere you find podcasts. We're going to start to build that feed up. Todd's going to be doing a Masters preview coming up here soon. And this is going to be another feed that, of course, you're listening to this one on Cyclone Fanatic. But you can follow at Action Fanatics on Twitter, and you can go and check it out. I think, Todd, that this week in college football is really fun. We get the Pac-12 back. Again, I would preface everybody, Mr. Conservative here. I'm like the Ted Cruz of gamblers. I wouldn't bet too many Pac-12 games if I were you guys. I'd stay the hell away. I actually really loved one of them, and it got canceled. I was going to be all over Cal. I was locking up Cal, and then it freaking got canceled. I would tread lightly with the Pac-12. That's my one piece of advice heading into this weekend. But a juicy card. I don't know how much I love any of these games, but it's a juicy card, Todd Kirk, nonetheless. How are you?
It is. Yeah, no, it's even for our in-state teams. It's looking tasty. And as for the Pac-12, I'm with you on that, Chris, in terms of, I'm not going to do a lot of research into there. There's a couple of trends and things that I like in that, but I have not put anything in that conference in terms of something I'd tell a bunch of people to go put their hard-earned money on.
Yeah, let's just dive right in with some Big 12 betting analysis. I'm going to just run down some thoughts here for you before I make any picks. I've kind of shifted on the Iowa State game this week, Todd. On Sunday night, I think I would have taken the 13 points in Baylor. Now I think I would probably lay the 13.5 that's out there. I'm not crazy about it, but this is more indicative of my thoughts on Baylor than Iowa State, really watching their games. They gave up 250 rushing yards to TCU. They're really good defensively numbers wise, but I wonder how skewed their numbers are due to competition. They can't protect their quarterback. Charlie Brewer's getting sacked 3.5 times per game. I think John Haycock can put his ears back. And there's just a little me too, man, that thinks that Kansas hanging around last week with Iowa State in the third quarter is probably a good thing for focus. I don't know if you listened to Matt Campbell after the game, but he was very chippy. Even after a 30-point win, he was not happy. He wasn't mad, but he was just like, I believe the way he put it was, we need to learn how to kill. Like, there's a difference between where he's like, our program does not know how to step on the throat of somebody else. And I think he stressed that over the week. There is no love lost between Iowa State and Baylor. Now, Matt Rhule gone, so that changes everything. I think Dave Aranda and Matt Campbell are fine. I don't think Matt Campbell and Matt Rhule were great buddies. So I don't know. I think this is a game that Iowa State really is focused on knowing what's ahead with a bye week, Kansas State coming up after that. I think we see a completely focused Cyclone team. Again, not a pick. I think it's an interesting game. I'm really interested in Texas, West Virginia. Fascinating football game. And I will give you my first pick here, my friend, and that is Oklahoma at 37.5 over Kansas. They and I might even pull one of your – I'm going to give you two picks. You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to blindly take the first half line in that game too.
Love it. Love it.
Baylor or Oklahoma might cover the 37.5 or whatever it is now. I bet it at 37.5 on like Tuesday. They might cover that in the first half. And the way that they are playing, I mean, they're not losing again, dude. I'm telling you, Oklahoma is not losing again.
And you've been saying that. I mean, this is not something you're just, I think I've heard that out of your mouth probably 100 times.
Watch their defense.
Yeah.
You can't shit on their defense anymore. Like, they're playing lights out defensively. And I don't think Kansas gets into double digits. The only reason they did against Iowa State was because of the garbage kick return. They've had two kick returns for touchdowns in the last couple of weeks. They're lights out on offense. Oklahoma absolutely piss pounds them on Saturday. That's my favorite play. So much so, and this is the first time this has ever been done here on Action Fanatics, I'm giving out two picks from the same game. We're going to lay the 37.5, and I'm trying to find the halftime spread. I can't find it. Is there?
I've got one that I can give you. It'll kind of set it. It's 24.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're not getting that traditional 17, 21.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm out. That's not a pick, but I am going to lay the 37.5.
Got it.
I'm that big of a believer in Oklahoma.
Here's the great thing. Like, we came into last week, freaking Michigan, whatever. We were both just dead wrong. I knew I was wrong.
Ugh.
First half of the first quarter. Okay, man. I got online. I got on my DraftKings app, and I bet Michigan State three different times, and I won money. So, and I put that out even on our Twitter feed too, Chris. Now's probably the time to get yourself some Michigan State money. I think I had maybe three really good guidances on live betting on Twitter. So follow us there.
That's a tasty play, is Michigan State getting 7 against Iowa, isn't it?
It's a lock.
I mean, like, I see why, like, the sharp minds would go, I'll play Iowa. Michigan State's coming off of an emotional win. It's a must-win situation. But, like, I mean, Iowa's offense is terrible.
Ooh, it's not even DraftKings has it 6.5. Give me 7 all day, every day. I still like it at 6.5. Here are the scores in this game. Just going back, 5 years, Michigan State wins 17-10, Michigan State wins 16-13, Michigan State wins 26-14. Two of those games were at Iowa, by the way. Iowa wins 19-16, Michigan State wins 37-21.
I'm already on the under. I bet that I'm looking now. I bet that on Monday at 47.5.
Rocky Lombardi coming back to Iowa.
There you go. I'll give that out as a pick. How about that?
I love it. You and I are riding here on 2 in a row.
Yep. 47.5 under. I think it's down to like 46 now. So use your own discretion. I'm just giving you guys what I played at that. The other game too, Todd, that I'm super interested in is I'm really fascinated in this Michigan Indiana game for a couple. I've already played it twice. For what it's worth. I got Michigan at -3 earlier in the week. And I also played the over at 53.5 earlier in the week. I went a unit and a half on both of those. What do we think about Indiana? Like, they beat Rutgers, and I don't think that they should have beaten Penn State. I still don't think that was a touchdown.
No, it wasn't.
You know, and like, if Michigan, this is my, here's my concern about Michigan is let's walk through this here. If maybe, like, so we're hearing Minnesota had a lot of COVID that opening week. So maybe that was a fluke. What we saw, you know, with College game day there, maybe that was a total fluke and then they just suck. Or are they just a pretty good team who got humiliated last week and they're going to bounce back and just beat the crap out of Indiana? Everybody's hot on Indiana right now. No crowd. Getting some value with the more talented team. What do you think about that game?
Yeah, I think there's probably value in this line because of that, because of what they saw of Michigan last week and being, you know, 25-point favorites at home, losing outright. You know, this number probably would be more around 6 or 7. Say Michigan beats Michigan State soundly, I imagine it would be double digits, Chris. So there is some, in my opinion, there's some reaction to this. However, even though Indiana shouldn't have done this, wouldn't have done that, and damn if that Rutgers peel back, that was one of the greatest plays I've ever seen in football, gets called back, that pissed me off. That was terrible. But here's the thing. Indiana still has fuel. They have won those games. They've eked those things out. We all know those seasons, those magic seasons, are full of games like that that you win instead of lose. So, you know, they've got a little fire. I'm not going to touch it, but I think that line, I think there's value in the line if you want to take Michigan like you're talking about. The over is very intriguing to me. It's at 54 now, and that opened up at 55, so it's come down. That, you know, I kind of dig that.
Let me give that, I'll get that out as a pick.
Okay.
Just because that was one of the first bets I made this week, and I'll go with my gut on it.
I think your gut is right, too. Like, what we saw in Michigan, Chris, you can't, like, betting 101, when you want to go from okay to good, not necessarily good to great, but okay to good, you have to take as much as you can out of, you know, put a little bit on what happened the week before, but people put too much on it.
Yeah.
And that's where you get led astray. So if this was a good time to buy on Michigan, this is a good time to buy on Michigan. I want to give it one more week and kind of see how did that affect them. My gut, your gut is telling me you bet Michigan. And, after we talked through it a little bit, I'd probably put a little bit on Michigan because it's -3 right now.
All right. Those are my three plays. Over Michigan, Indiana, under Iowa, Michigan State, and I'll lay the points with Oklahoma. Before we get to your picks, do you have a thought on the big game this weekend? Because I know a lot of our audience is probably going to want to bet Clemson and Notre Dame. Yeah. You're a Notre Dame fan.
And I did. Yep. I put that out too on who you got. Who you got did was 2-1 in the MAC. So really good job there. Mine's real simple. I'm locking up Clemson like there's no tomorrow. It's one of my best bets for this weekend. They're Notre Dame in this position just does not fare well. You can say all you want about Clemson's backup quarterback. This kid is 6'6" in a lightning bolt. He's got a game underneath him. They struggled in the last game. I think this is all good for Clemson. I'm not sure why the line is 5.5.
Is it still 5.5?
Yeah, I love Clemson in this spot.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I also think too. Kind of have a monologue written out for the show today about this, but man, you want to talk about a statement game? If Clemson minus Trevor Lawrence could go into South Bend and just roll,
yeah.
I feel like this one's too is a lot like that Michigan game. Like, I don't think Clemson's going to kick a field goal at the end and win this. Like, I think Notre Dame's either going to win it or Clemson's going to win by 30.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing you worry about with 5.5 and a weird number like that is some stupid backdoor touchdown, you know, up by 12.
So this is one of your best bets then?
Absolutely.
100%. Okay. Wow. That's great. Yeah. Okay.
And I did dig into your Michigan bet too. I think it's a little bit tastier now that I look at it. Michigan's really laid last five games. They've been laying double digits to Indiana. Not saying they cover every time. Indiana's done a good job covering double digit spreads, but Michigan's 39-14, 31-20, 27-20, 20-10, 48-41. They cover that 3 points. So just food for thought for the listeners.
Okay. I just found a Clemson at -5, by the way.
There you go. I mean, that like I've always said, this 5.5, 5, 4.5, 4, you know, those never scare me, that move between 4.5 and 5.5. I was on Clemson regardless. If you can get the half point to your advantage, get it. Notre Dame money comes in large. So I'm comfortable waiting. If it's at 5, I'm even comfortable waiting till Saturday.
All right. What else you got this week, brother?
All right. So for me, I'm locking up Michigan State. I think this is a perfect spot for them. Love how they play in Iowa City as well. I'm locking up Clemson, so we know those two. I'm also looking at Virginia Tech. I'm locking up Virginia Tech versus Liberty, who's kind of an upstart team this year. They are pretty good. They've got Hugh Freeze as their coach. They're going into Virginia Tech as a ranked team, 25 in the country. And this is similar to, if we remember last week, Chris, we were looking at Kansas State going, why the hell are they getting 4 points? This line stinks. When you see that, you got to go the other way. And I should have bet West Virginia. For those that did, you're smart. Because that was a ranked team on the road and they were getting points. Well, same scenario, Liberty, ranked team on the road, getting points. They're covering at like 27%. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing that on a system type play. I'm going to take Virginia Tech. It's at 14.5.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like 14. So I would even look, I don't know how much longer you can wait on it, but anyway, I'm taking that just on a play. I'm not going to put that. I don't want to put that at a lock. I'm just going to say, put some money on Virginia Tech. I've got Oklahoma like you. So I'm riding on that 37.5 is much better than 38, 38.5. So if you can get that line now, that's a huge one to jump on. And then my last one, no, actually I got two. I have won enough money on this team that I watched what happened last weekend. And here they are coming home getting 12.5 points. I'm going back on the Wildcats, Kansas State, Chris Klieman.
Man, really?
Yeah.
This game terrifies me. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, it terrifies a lot of people. Listen, I know Ohio State is a fun, actually, or Oklahoma State's a fun team to watch. Like, their quarterback never gives up. He keeps going. They get chunk yards.
Yeah.
But Iowa State almost beat them. And we missed, what, 2 field goals. And we didn't do you know what, in the second half, like, our offense was just shut down. It's like, they've got a good defense, but you're telling me you're going to go into Kansas State, who's got pride, who's got a great coach, who's played well all this year. You know, given granted West Virginia at home can be tough sometime. I'm sorry. That's just the way they are. Deggie had a really good game. I like getting 12.5 points. Just give me the double digits. You know, they're down 18 late. They come back and score late touchdown. I mean, I just don't see Oklahoma State going there, blowing them out. And this game has meaning for both of these teams. So they're both going to be up for it. Give me K-State coming home after a tough
defeat. Yeah, I think Oklahoma State definitely wins this game. I would not bet it, though. I wouldn't, because I fear Kansas State. Did you watch their game last week at all?
I watched the highlights.
God, they can't throw. They're one dimensional, and Oklahoma State's good enough on defense where it just scares me that K-State could have like 6 points at the end of this thing. But I also know that Klieman's good enough, and they'll find a way to just limp to the end. Are you done with college? You good there?
Yeah, my last one, I'll tell everybody just so they can make it up.
No, yeah.
So I've got Kansas State, Clemson. Who's my I got a lot this week. Oklahoma, and Michigan State. So far, my locks. Hawaii, 10:30 kickoff. Rainbows back at home after 2 games on the mainland. They got New Mexico coming in, who is terrible. 16.5 now. Get it before it goes to 17. Hawaii is not the team that we're accustomed to. They're not just slinging the ball 90 times a game. They actually have like four guys that
Hawaiian
can run the ball.
Rainbows.
Yeah. So I'm going rainbows. Lock it up.
All right. I love that. I love giving the chase game. Fantastic. So let me give this is a fun one that I came up with in the middle of the night drinking whiskey the other night. Okay.
I love whiskey ducks.
What are you, how about a little Big 12 teaser here?
All right.
We're going to take, I'm on DraftKings right now, and I'm calculating this bet as we do the podcast. We're going to take Texas at 6.5.
I like Texas this week too.
We're going to take TCU at -9.
Yep.
We're going to do a 6-point teaser, and we're going to get +107 return. So that brings it to Texas just has to win at home against West Virginia. TCU -3 against Texas Tech.
Not a good road team in Tech.
No, and I'm not sure how good of a team they are in general. Same theory I had on TCU last week, and it hit. They're much better against their middle-of-the-pack type Big 12 teams than they are against the better half of the league. TCU proved that last week. They're back at home. So Texas just has to win. TCU just has to win by 3. You can get even money plus. I'm going to put 2.5 units on that teaser.
Got it.
You like that?
Yep. What do you think about this Iowa State line too, Chris? It's low. 46 or 47.
Well, I actually was reading trend-wise. Let me find that here. I have that written down somewhere.
Last three games have been under that. I know. Before that, they'd score like 90 points a game.
Well, here's a juicy stat for you. You ready for this?
Yep.
Iowa State 7-0 under at home. this is straight out of VSiN, okay? I didn't pull this on my own. But this is a great trend. Iowa State is 7-under at home in its last 7 versus opponents on a losing streak of 3 or more games. Well, let me explain this to you. This is what I'm always trying to teach our audience about Matt Campbell. Matt Campbell sees weakness in an opponent, and he wants to get that 2-touchdown lead. And it's exactly, Todd, the same thing we saw against Texas Tech. They should have won that game by 50, but they didn't because Campbell shrunk the game. He started working on this is Matt Campbell's philosophy. So I like the under there. You're right. Last 3 games against Baylor have gone under the total. If you're going to play that, I would totally play the under.
Okay.
It's just Campbell's philosophy. Now, the one thing that scares me here, and I wrote about this in my column, is that, you know, both of these teams have really struggled. This is actually another thing for the under. The one thing that scares me about for Iowa State, though, both of these teams have really struggled with pass protection. Baylor more so than Iowa State, but they've really – so I'm guessing both of these teams are going to try and run the football. What scares me, though – you have two really good defensive coordinators in John Haycock and Dave Aranda who are going to go after the quarterback. I could see some fluky turnovers in this game. I could see Brock throwing one of his garbage picks that sets the internet on fire.
when you got these double digits and then you have a low over under, it just, there's a lot of skepticism. I mean, that's a tough one to hit if you're going to bet Iowa State.
Yeah,
because of what you're talking about right now, and it does. I did see Iowa State has played their last 6 games against Texas teams under.
I could totally see this game being a lot like that Tech game, a few weeks ago, where it's just total domination. But for some reason, Iowa State only wins it by 13. Anyways, okay, those are some fun college. That's a fun college card. I would encourage people. I will post my updated card Saturday morning on the Action Fanatics Twitter feed at Action Fanatics. Of course, you can follow us on the Action Network as well. Todd Kirk is our resident NFL expert.
Yes, Mr. Mack does do NFL.
Now, I'm excited that I hit the Packers last night. That was a big play for me. Really, I thought it was a – I don't know why. That was an easy pick, I thought. You texted me early in the week. You're all over the Vikings. Are you still?
I'm still, I mean, it's weird. Everybody that I talk to, listen to, likes Detroit. Yeah, I mean, let's put it this way. I like the Vikings. I don't love the Vikings, but I like the Vikings.
You love them so much, why don't you marry them?
Yeah, exactly. When everybody says one thing, in the NFL, I like to go the other direction. Now, in some of these games against the Jets in Dallas, no, you don't do that. I mean, let's be smart here. You bet against those teams, whether you're teasing it or what. But, yeah, I still kind of like Minnie. I still do. I think, you know, they didn't really do much except give Dalvin the ball. Well, I mean, you know, Matt Stafford might even not play. Yeah, I kind of like it. Whether it's still on the board or not is a whole different question. You got to wait till Sunday on that, put it that way.
Todd, I don't like any of these games. I think they all stink to high heaven, honestly. The NFL's gotten to be just brutal with the COVID charts and like the I will bet probably 5 games on Sunday.
Crazy.
You know, that's what I'm saying though. Like here on Friday morning when we record this, like I'm not crazy about any of this. I'll probably end up betting 5 games, but with the COVID stuff and just I'm just waiting. Like especially this week, it's crazy. Like every team, it seems like, has a couple guys that you're waiting on. Now, I will say this: one line stuck out to me, and I'll give this because this is a betting podcast. We can't just cash it in. We gotta give some opinion. I have one pick for the week, and that's the under for Houston Jacksonville.
Really?
Yeah. 51.5.
With the new quarterback for Jacksonville playing?
Yeah, I just like 51.5. I don't know. This screams like a 24-17 type game to me. Like there's nothing about this game that I look at that makes me think that they're going to go over.
Yep. 50.5 right now on draft. Yeah,
Mike Glennon is starting.
No, they're starting the dude from Oregon State, the sixth round pick.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Last I had it was Mike Glennon was the guy when I made my notes. I mean, it's such a bad game. Like I don't know. Like that stood out to me. I was like, oh, that's over 50. I'll play the under. So there you go. I've been bad on the NFL. I spend 80% of my time on college football, so that's why we really lean on you with the NFL stuff, especially at this point in the week. I'll give you my crappy play. My favorite play of the week was Green Bay, but that was on Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard not to like Green Bay. The line didn't move much. Tons of injuries. COVID. I was on that as well. I actually teased the over and that either way you teased it, you won. Yeah, that was a good game. Bad for the books. Trust me. Thursday was bad for the books. So Luton is his name, by the way, the starter for Jacksonville, Luton. I'm looking at a few games. I mean, this straight up stuff, Chris, is really kind of befuddling me. I think I went 1-2 last week, but what I end up doing, and man, Buffalo's half point get you, blah, blah, blah. It's the NFL. These games they're dialed in terms of the numbers and the pricing. So I'm still sticking with my teasers. Tampa Bay, Danny Dimes just crushed me, you know, coming back door and 2 fourth downs. Like, where does that guy come from? But here I am. He crushed me. They're going in to play Washington. I actually like the Giants this week. I don't know. Getting 2.5 points, this Giants team, they played everybody close. They actually played better on the road.
Yeah, I like this. I like where you're going here, man.
They cover a lot on the road. I think we're up close to 70% as a road dog. So just when you think you've got this bad team, listen, Washington's not any better. They got a good defense, but I've told you beginning of this year, I like Danny Dimes. I mean, he's got some things he's got to work out, but I like him. Nothing affects him. He's very stoic. He's got an arm. He can run except for that one run, but If I'm gonna bet straight up, I'm gonna do the Giants plus the 2.5 on the road at the Washington football team, and I'm also gonna look for. There's two more. I like the Seahawks at the Bills at 3.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Just, I think Buffalo's in a way right now. I don't think Seattle doesn't care. Russell Wilson is on a mission. They got Adams back now for the second week in a row. I think their defense is getting a little bit healthier. Only laying 3 points on the road. I know Buffalo's not just struggled one game. This is 3 games in a row, so we got a trend. I like the Seahawks. And then I started looking at this Miami-Arizona game. And Miami got really lucky to really blow out the Rams. And listen, Miami's got a great defense. Their defense is legit, no doubt about it. But Arizona off the bye at home, -4, -4.5. I like Arizona here. I don't think Tua can do anything. I think they maybe generated 110 yards of offense. They had a kick return, a pick return.
He was bad.
Yeah, it's. I don't think this kid's any good.
Wow.
Yeah, I like Kyler a little bit better. I mean, I think Kyler's okay.
I love Kyler Murray, man. I think he's... Yeah,
dude, he's got an arm too. But I think, Chris, I just think we're starting to find out that, yeah, these quarterbacks that are mobile and can throw, they're good. But you got to be bigger. Like Lamar Jackson has got to be, you know, he's bigger, dude. So he can see over the top.
Yeah, as is Patrick Mahomes.
Yep. These two quarterbacks intrigue me because they're not... kind of like Baker. They're just not big enough, but I'm going to go with the home team off the bye in Arizona. I would also look, so some teaser things that are really, really tasty right now. You get the Steelers -14. You could tease that down. You could tease the Patriots down to 1. I love doing that. Potentially, I'm really kind of back and forth on this Raiders-Chargers game, but there's a good tease there for Raiders, teasing them up to 7. And then I like teasing the Giants up to 8.5, and then Kansas City Chiefs down to 4. Carolina's actually a good play here at double digits. I'll just throw that in there.
Think about Dallas, Pittsburgh at 14?
I don't know, man. I mean, Pittsburgh has been winning games based on their defense. So I'm going to bet Pittsburgh -14, but I'm really going to put them in teasers.
That's what I would do. I was thinking the same thing because when it was at 12, I really liked it.
Yep.
This is a game changer. I might wait to see what happens with that. So for the record, there are two things I had circled. I gave my under, but I like Seattle too a lot. Yep. Do you think that'll go to 2.5 or should people take it at 3?
I like it at 3 now. I just get it there because it's -104. So it looks like it may be trending downward. Damn it, these Bills games are right at the field goal. But, you know, say it does, I'd wait. Say it does go to 3.5. What I'm doing on Sundays, I'm waiting. And I'm real hesitant to release all my plays when it comes to the NFL, but I'm going to do it this weekend on Twitter. I will let y'all know. I haven't bet anything in the NFL. And sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. If it really is bad and I do lose that advantage, then I'll either take that game off the board or I'll look to put it in a teaser. But, there's a lot of things that I think need to shake out and some games I may even flip on, but I think I know for sure I'm betting the Giants and I'm betting Seattle 100%. And I really do like Arizona 4.5. If that thing starts going up, we'll see what I end up doing. But, you know, say it gets up to 6, I'd probably just tease it at that point. But there's so many good teaser numbers this week. Pittsburgh down to 8, Patriots down to 1, Chiefs down to 4. I know McCaffrey's come. I mean, there's just good teaser value this week. So I'm going to put everything I do out on Twitter so everybody can see it.
I'm going to do the same tomorrow because one of the things I've strategically been doing the last few weeks, and it hasn't been clear to our audience because you're not in my mind during the day, but the college lines, there's been so much movement from Thursday to Saturday.
Saturdays are crazy.
Yeah.
Because people are like us, like, you can't. Why bet the stuff now? Because you don't know what's going to happen COVID-wise. I can't bet Minnesota. I don't know if Stafford's playing.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's... Same thing in college, dude. They're canceling games already.
What I've been doing a lot of is if I get positive line movement in my direction, then I put another unit on it. And I've actually benefited from that quite a few times so far this year. So, yeah, anyways, at Action Fanatics on Twitter. Do you got anything else, Todd? I know we want to preview your Masters podcast coming up on the Action Fanatics podcast.
I'm excited about this one too, Chris.
Yeah, what do we got?
Follow this guy. His name is Dave Esler.
Okay.
Dave has been, he's been betting for a long time. Just a real solid guy. I mean, just very honest and forthright. He sees the industry the right way too. So I'm very aligned with his thought process and people trying to fake people out, like buy my picks. If you're paying money for picks, folks, don't stop right now. You know, showing units, Dave's really big on that. So not only are we going to talk about the Masters, I want to kind of rely on some of his wisdom, Chris, and and I were going back and forth on text, and he's going to drop some really good information in that pod. So I'm excited to get Dave. He's in my mind, he's a legend.
I would encourage everybody to go back and listen to Todd's Mac podcast. Todd, I really like what you're doing here in the sense that, you know, you and I have always kind of talked about this, and you've done it very well, where you specialize in one of these little leagues that don't get a lot of betting action. Now, I think it's different because the Mac's probably going to get bet more now than they ever have.
Yep.
There's probably more action coming in on Mac games than some high major games at this point because of when they're playing and whatnot. But I think it's really smart from a handicapping standpoint to do that, and we're going to continue to – everybody's picking NFL games and trying to be experts there. There's not a lot of guys trying to do it in the Sun Belt and the Mac. And I really enjoy that aspect of it. So, all right, Todd will get everything posted at Action Fanatics on Twitter. And I look forward to this weekend. I'm excited. Iowa State with the night game, so I get to watch football from 11 to 6, and then I got to get to work from about 6 to about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, 6 kick. Well, I'll be pretty active this weekend too, Chris, so – anybody has questions, they want to, you know, hop on our Discord. I know that's not that big of a deal, but it's pretty cool. It's always open. I'm basically having an entire weekend dedicated to betting with one of my cousins. So I'll be very active on social media. If you have questions or anything, throw it out there. I'll be posting stuff, and good luck to everybody this weekend.
It's going
to
be a good. Blast. Can't wait. He's Todd Kirk, Mr. Mac, Mr. Maction. And we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Best of luck this weekend.